Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with the Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. As Kilkenny County Library gradually opens to the public, it is opportune to look at the history of the service and some of the ideas and services that were offered to the public in the past. The forerunner to a public library in Ireland in Kilkenny was the Kilkenny Circulating Library in the early 1800s. Which had a reading room for members in the Tothill, which is now known as City Hall, the former home of Kilkenny Borough Council. The annual subscription fee was 11 shillings and 4 pence. In 1903-04, Kilkenny Corporation passed a resolution to adopt the Public Libraries Ireland Act of 1855. This act allowed for the establishment of public libraries in towns with populations greater than 5,000. The library had to be supported from the rates that is local tax, and the maximum rate that could be levied was 1 penny in the pound. The corporation approached Andrew Carnegie for a grant to the establishment of a free library service. Andrew Carnegie was a Scottish-born US steel industrialist and philanthropist who provided money towards the building of public libraries in the USA, UK and Ireland and the English-speaking world. He would build and equip the library on conditions that the local authority provided the site and would maintain the service once established. £2,750 was promised by Carnegie for Kilkenny, but was reduced to £2,100 because the rate struck by the corporation was so low. The rate was to yield £140 but only yielded £105. A committee was set up to look into procuring the site for the library. Various locations were looked at, including Tree on John's Quay, Walcott Street, New Street, the Closh and James's Green. The eventual site at John's Quay was purchased for £600 by Lady Desert, widow of William, the 4th Earl of Desert. She also paid for the furniture. The foundation stone was laid in 1908. In 1910, the library was handed over to the corporation and was opened on the 3rd of November by Lady Desert. Later that day, she was conferred with the freedom of the city. Membership of the library was free to the residents of the borough, while there was a charge of 2 shillings and 6 pence for non-residents. The Reading Society books were transferred to the new library in 1911. The library was all contained in a square-shaped single floor. The original building had 6 rooms in total, a gymnasium used for the library, a reference room, the librarian's room, a lending department, a reading room and the ladies' room with an attached toilet. The classical effect front had a semicircular entrance, flanked by limestone Tuscan columns. A tower-like cupola crowns the building. The building itself was constructed with solid concrete blocks. It is one of the first examples of this type of construction in Ireland. Until 1972, the Carnegie Library was the only purpose-built facility offering a full range of library services. The County Kilkenny Carnegie Library Committee from 1923 to 25. Although the public library service in the city dates from 1910, it was not until 1923 that a county service began to evolve. The initial Kilkenny County Library Committee was formed in 1923 as the necessary condition for the drawing down of a grant from the Irish Advisory Committee of the Carnegie Trust for the development of a library service in Kilkenny. The aims of the Commission was outlined at the inaugural meeting on the 5th of September 1923 were as follows. 1. Organising as quickly as possible an efficient book supply to the county. 2. Raising public awareness of the service, so that after 2 years of financial support from the committee, the services would be funded from local public funds. If such funding was forthcoming, the committee would purchase both books and equipment to the county bought from the grant. 2 further conditions were also stipulated. A. The scheme continued to be run by a qualified librarian recognised by the Carnegie Trust. And B. Statistics of the scheme be furnished annually to the Trust, and the Trust's Irish organising librarian would be allowed to inspect the scheme. The venue for the first meeting was the Carnegie Library, John's Quay. The chairman of the county council was elected ex officio chairman of the new committee. This was Alderman J. McGuinness. And the Reverend C. McNamara was elected vice chairman. The county librarian, Miss F.M. Harrison, was secretary of the committee. The Countess of Desert was among those co-opted onto the committee. Board of Finance and Book Selection Subcommittee was set up as conditions laid down by the Irish Advisory Committee. Mr. Lennox Robinson, Secretary of the Irish Advisory Committee of the Carnegie Trust, attended the first meeting. The Carnegie Library and Johns Keys served as the central repository for the service during the 2 years of the committee's operation. The main drive of the library committee was to extend the service out around the county. By March 1924, 2,415 volumes had been circulated to various small repositories around the county. These were known as centres, or later adult centres. They were staffed by local volunteers. The composition of the committee and subcommittees were dominated by teachers, both national and secondary, and the clergy. Three of the seven initial members of the book selection committee were clergy. The perceived role of the service as being a tool for self-improvement, both educationally and also spiritually, was thus emphasised, probably reflecting public views of the time. Local censorship of books was a constant feature. On the 19th of December 1923, it was agreed, for example, that the works of George Bernard Shaw be removed from circulation. On the 26th of November 1924, the Catholic librarian was prayed by members that titles they had wanted withdrawn had still been sent out to local centres. It is important to note that such demands came from both the lay and clerical members. The other main areas that occupied the committee were finance, as funds were constantly low, and the logistics of transporting books out to the centres. However, by the time of the committee's last meeting on the 17th of June 1925, it had solid achievements to its name. 52 centres had been set up around the county, 5,412 volumes were in stock, 5,410 registered readers, 2,243 books were actually in the centres, and 15,820 books had been issued. From 1925, the administration of the County Library Service, as well as its financing, devolved to Kilkenny County